Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have a wonderful healing tonight. We're going to be doing some sample clearings. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2011. So let's do a trauma clearing for people. If you have any traumas that you've experienced today, we'll release them from you and just see how you're doing. So here we go. Think of a trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a clearing here for, let's bring in some gold energy for everybody. We don't normally do this on BBS, but here's gold energy. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And when it comes up, and you scroll down a ways, maybe beneath the blinking flower, you're going to see the light beam there. So just go to that. And it may already be up on your screen. So we're going to bring in some gold energy through the light beam. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, it's feeling very nice. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's really good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, that feels good. Why don't you all get a glass of water, everybody? And we'll put some gold energy into it for you. This we just got through doing this evening on our conference call. We didn't use gold, though, but I'll do some gold energy for you. This will just work this one time on this archive. I mean, on this live show, but not on the archives. So get a glass of water, and we're going to charge it up with some gold energy for you so you can experience that and to see what it's like to have a light ship water. This is why we have our calls on Wednesday nights to do water activation for the whole week. So when you get your water, hold it in your hands beneath the water level. Here we go. Here comes the goldfish. So from the light ship, hold the water. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, still hold your water. And you're going to feel it get energized. You should be feeling your hands actually buzzing right now. And they may be getting warm. Sometimes people say that their hands kind of get sweaty, which is kind of common too. And you may start to feel your hands get heated up. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, I'll just put some music on here so you can actually enjoy this water charging. And it'll take about a minute here.
Thank you.
And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Great water, stronger, 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 and stronger. Everybody. So we could have call-ins tonight. If you wish to call in, just check the numbers on the Creation Lightship Healing page there to call in. So that would be fine. And just, you know, kind of keep your questions to the point because it's a little hard being in the moment to actually hear more than probably 10 to 15 words. So I'll attempt to read the fast chat here. It looks like a lot of people have snow back east, and we'll just see what else comes up here on the fast chat. Let's do a another sample clearing here, and we'll do a timeline crash. So let's do a timeline crash for an emotional problem, and we'll just do trauma since we did trauma initially here. And here we go. So think of a trauma that you've experienced. Remember, the aliens abduct you with a trauma. And that's why you get into the timelines because of that here. If you had nothing going on in your life that they could get energy from, they probably would not want you, at least for that emotional energy. So here we go. A timeline crash for trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. too, is see how your body's responding. Now it might feel not quite as peaceful as it was before. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Enjoy your special water that you have there. It'll work and last for today and tomorrow. So just enjoy that wonderful gold water. You can also, if you wish, put it on your skin. It will help you with that also if you have maybe a bruise or something that might have problems. But drinking it is what it's mainly used for. So here we go. Another timeline crash for emotional trauma. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'll do one more. One, two, three, getting heavy, four, well, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So I'll put some more music on here, just kind of enjoy. Hope we have a caller. So,
yes,
caller,
Ron,
are you
Larry.
Out there? I'll just pause the music
yes,
here for
I'm
a minute.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Larry.
Hi, Ron. Yes, Ron, I had a question tonight. My question is, when the aliens are taken to the light, do they have to work on themselves and where?
So when the aliens are taken to the light, so what you're saying is when the aliens come into the website and they're from darkness and they go to that, do they have to work on themselves? No, there's no such thing as that because they get a new body. So what they have actually is like an immaculate conception body.
Do they go to the planet of light?
It creates the original life form to look like them. And then from there, they get a spirit. I guess it could be possible that the spirit that was created from the darkness, because they do have spirits, may also wish to choose a new body form, then it could have that also. But I think most of the time they're created just the way they are now in light. So they don't have any judgment attached to them. And then from there they're able
to move on. Do they go to the planet of light?
What's that again, Larry?
Do they go to the planet of light then when they have pure light body?
So they're created into light, and then they have a choice to go to, which would be only light, because the light does not know darkness. So they would have to go to a planet of light or some place in the light, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They won't return back to where they came from because they won't even know anything about it. Just like the light doesn't know anything about darkness, it has to rediscover it and to go into that and find out where it's going and what it's dealing with. This is the main disadvantage of the light. It only works in the now. The darkness works in time, and it knows everything ahead of time, you know, the future. It creates the future and timelines, and it creates the past, has that, and it creates the now. Light only creates the now. It doesn't know anything about the other experiences too much. It has a history from the past, but basically it's only in the now. It has to find us through our history of the past. But when you're in light, there's no such thing really as the past because everything's in the present moment. And there's definitely no future because the future is what is used by the darkness only, not by the light. Because if you had a future, then you could not be in a sense, you know, in the moment, because you would not be able to control the moment in the now. You'd be controlled by your future. So somebody who was created in the darkness that works with time, that energy is completely eliminated from them. Does that answer your question, Larry?
Yes, it does, Ron. I thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. So if another caller wants to call in, that'd be perfectly fine here. So what I'll do now is put some music on it, and you can just enjoy the music as we experience the timeline crashing for trauma. I'll do two more emotional trauma timelines here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, yawning here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Someone's asking here on the fast chat about people who donate, maybe even large sums of money. That'd be wonderful. And, yeah, they would be protected by the light chip. So that's probably what the question was there. We have someone else asking, looks like Pete in Australia, playing with the future. This compromises free will. Yes, it does. So whenever you do anything to recreate something, to change something in the future, then that will change the dark side's energy, and it will be probably going against the free will of people. So anything that you do with the mind will be going against free will. I'm sure that it would be each time you do a timeline crash, you're actually affecting the alien races, because they have to kind of scramble to figure out how they're going to take you over again. And sometimes they just can't do that. That's why it's so nice to do the timeline crashing. Remember, they have a plan for you and everybody else on that timeline. So once you destroy the timeline, then they're kind of back to square one. And are they going to want to interfere again with you? Because they see the consequences with that. So that's just the way it works. But yes, people who attempt to change the future by putting out something in the future to bring themselves to that location and then manipulate something, yeah, it will change a timeline, and it could also change people's lives because you're manipulating that, because that timeline then is still being created. So, yeah, any of that stuff really isn't good. When I was talking to Al Bielek a few years ago, he was mentioning he's the one that jumped ship, you know, with the Philadelphia project there. He mentioned that he could not physically be killed by anybody, because if he did get killed and didn't have a natural death process, it would be changing the whole timeline. So he actually had protection that was invisible that I could detect around him, preventing anything to happen to him, because you know, they didn't want anything to happen before he, you know, passes on naturally, because it would destroy and change all the timelines. So he had to have a natural death. I can't go too much more into it, because I don't know much more than that. But for me, it's pretty obvious, because he got into a different body, and that body was, you know, along a timeline. So I guess he got created that way as a baby to be reformed again and brought in from another timeline, but you may all know about that. But anyway, that's what he said personally to me when I talked to him. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll put in some more peace energy for everybody. So here it comes. So stronger, bring up the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should be feeling that water should be great for you. We'll be having our question and answer call coming up this Friday after the Station 2 PBS program. Remember, we're on Station 1 three times a week and Station 2 once, which will be Friday. So check out Station 2. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, and around 8 o'clock, a little bit after, I'll be on a call for the people that want to come on to join together, and we can talk about different healings and different things that you may want to have information on about the light ship. So that'll be on Friday at 8 o'clock my time, California time, which is 11 o'clock Eastern. And then on Saturday we go to the light ship For probably basically, I think most of the times you go is at least 15 to 20 minutes. So you'd be on the light ship. We do that at the very beginning of the program to honor the people who are back in the East Coast here, or maybe even elsewhere around the world, so that we can do it quickly without you waiting a long time. I think I heard a caller there, somebody online.
Hi, Ron. It's Ed.
Yeah, hi, Ed.
I have a question about. Well, I have a question about trusting our spirits. In my own particular case, I have a hard time trusting my spirit. I think I don't know what else to call it. I look at things that I've been asking to be healed for 3 years that have nothing makes a dent in. So my spirit continues to hold on to these judgments and negative emotions that are causing these conditions, and it just won't let them go no matter what we do. And then I also watch it get suckered into parallel life in dreams. In other words, it keeps holding old patterns. It won't let them go no matter how much I ask, beg, plead, demand, direct, stronger, whatever. And it keeps getting suckered into diluting itself off of the timelines. So because it's that stupid or that weak, you know, my human mind says that, I'm having trouble trusting my own spirit.
Well, that's a good one, Ed. I'm sure everybody else listening may have similar concerns. Boy, that's a really rough one to answer. Feels like you're in your body pretty nicely. What you might want to do, since we've been talking about clones a lot, it's possible that maybe sometimes when you're asking for a healing, maybe your spirit gets abducted and they put a cloned spirit in you. So that could be a possibility. And so let's do that for everybody right now, just a sample. So we're going to bring everybody's spirit that's created from the light back to them. So you can just see if it feels different. Because you won't know until you feel that the experience change here a little bit. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to release the cloned one, if we do have one in us that is cloned. Remember, the dark side clones everything, even clothing. So here we go. I'm going to get rid of the clone spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and it will be terminated. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to bring your spirit back. We have to go out and find where it is. It could just be outside of your body, and maybe the clone one was prevented from coming in to give you healing. So here we go. 1, this is yourself coming back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll put another song on here, and you can just kind of check yourself. Maybe look at your eyes, see if they look a little different to you, maybe. And just see how you're feeling. Maybe you might have a little more energy in your body. And if you do so, that means that probably what was inside of you was not created from light. So I won't put you on the spot, Ed. But thank you for
okay.
And enjoy the music,
you know,
and just see how everybody's feeling.
When you say, ask your spirit,
yeah.
I go, uh-oh.
Yeah, so you could be asking the cloned one that has no power over your body. That's
exactly
a possibility.
Okay.
Okay, here's some music, everybody. And look at yourself in a mirror and see how your eyes look. more of you back here, more fragments of yourself. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Coming back to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Looks like from Ben, basically paraphrasing here, he feels better. Where was his spirit? Well, you were probably abducted, and you weren't here, and we brought the part of you back that was your spirit to your body. And so you might say, gee, how can they abduct my spirit? They'd be in the darkness, the aliens. Well, that's what they do. They can fabricate a clone body. And maybe they told or asked your spirit, they probably forced it to go into that body because it was there to help that body out. Somehow our spirits don't know the difference, in a sense, between a real human body and a cloned one. They're very, very, very similar. And the reason is because if you look at people all around you, you are seeing clones, but do you really see them, okay? They're all around you. You know, I would say throughout the day, if you saw, 100 people, you might see at least 10 clones. Like I said, when I was in New York, I saw maybe 1,000 clones out of about probably 4 or 5 humans. And I was walking for about 15 minutes. And it was very kind of freaky, like, wow, like, did I just get dropped off here, you know? Like, where am I? You know, just like New York, you know. There's, you know, Penn Station and Madison Square Garden that I'm walking by and going up the street, and I've been up the streets many times there. And looking at these people, it was like I was in a different space altogether, like I was the only human around. And at least a couple of us, anyway, we were walking together. So they're out there. So where were you? That's hard to say, but I can almost guarantee you were on a parallel life. Your spirit was forced into another body that was probably, you know, a clone body. It has to be some kind of body that was forced into, because it's not necessarily going to go to a cell in a prison. It's going to go into a body. That's what its job is. Remember, the dark side needs to get emotional energy and trauma from your spirit to be, you know, the gasoline, we'll say, for a body to go through trauma. So it would put the spirit into a body, make the body upset, and then from there it would be leaking out spirit energy. That's where the dark side lives. They live off that energy. So where were you? You were in the Beyondo. And what were you doing there? You may not even have any conscious recall, but you may know now that you felt a little different, a little strange, and you feel better now because you're here. And that's probably about all I can say about it. It's very confusing sometimes because, you know, when are you here and when aren't you here? And you think you're here all the time, but you may not be. And that's gets to be a little interesting, maybe a little airy-fairy. But as you have more clearings done to you, then you start to realize that, yeah, something's happening. We're still going through the emotional trauma timeline crashing. So you may be feeling that for the next hour. So if your body is a little bit uneasy, that's because what it is there. So you're coming off of timelines. You could be going into other timelines, too. As you get bounced off of one, you could be snagged by the aliens and put onto another one. You may actually even see different situations before your eyes as you get bounced back and forth. You might have lucid dreaming, you know, where you're seeing something, feeling something before your eyes, you know, like a vision, interfacing this reality here. Because that is a reality on those other parallel lifetimes. So let me check the fast chat out here. A little hard to read, but I'll do my best here. Let's see. Still hard to read. I have to get back into the moment here. Okay. We have a clearing on the website for clones. We're putting up more text on it shortly here. And the clone healing is designed to help out clones. Remember, since there's so many of them around now, and they may want to come into the light as they have more of their artificial intelligence learning more, then these clones may say, gee, you know, I see a human, a real human, having maybe more freedom than I have. And they may want to come into the light. So that clearing is for humans, human bodies maybe. If you have a clone in them, it can help you out. But mainly it's for clone bodies. So the clone bodies are what it's designed for, to have them turn into a human, to get a regular body created from light. That was one of the questions that Larry had, in a sense. So as a clone comes in to more of a consciousness, as they get more programs put into them, remember, they only have so many programs, and they come here, and then they have artificial intelligence, and they start learning more and more and more. This is much like your robotic programs. And eventually, they may get very, very smart. I think the movie Blade Runner had that woman in there that knew she was a clone, and he knew he was a clone, or she was, and the clone was, you know, the woman anyway, was very, very intelligent. And so it's kind of very similar. As the clones start to learn more and more and more about living here, they may see, gee, I want to become human. Well, where they came from, they can't create, you know, a human body of light. They can do a clone one and do a very good job of that, making it look like a body of light, but it doesn't have light in it. So it enables the clones, and if there's any clones listening here, you may want to go into that clearing. You do have free choice, but what they'll do is rematerialize your body and make it into light. You will still have your original identity of who you think you are right now, and you'll have a body of light with a spirit of light. In place of having a spirit of something, from the darkness, and having a body that looks like it's a human. So that clearing is very good. If you put your own name in there, it can help to release clones that could be in you. You could have a clone visiting you, and it could have maybe stolen one of your 108 bodies. So it's just hanging in there as a body, and it may come forward. And that's also what some of the shapeshifters can do. So you may wish to go on there to see if any clones are in you. If you feel better, you know, the proof's in the pudding. But it's mainly for clones to get the energy of them to be changed into light. So remember, clones have artificial intelligence, and they keep learning and learning and learning. And then eventually what happens is the body starts to decay, and they probably get sent back to where they came from. Well, I could use the word they get abducted out of time. And those bodies, unfortunately, probably get terminated. And then they make a better-looking one, and maybe it's starting to age, so they bring up a new clone that maybe looks 5 to 10 years younger, and now it's walking the streets, just like the other one did with the same information, and it does learn by doing. And so, and the clones do sort of fall apart because they're not connected to the Earth spirit. You see, the Earth spirit created you out of your body, and the elements in you are of light. This is the difference, because light created a body of light, so the Earth spirit is connected to that. Where a clone body typically is not connected to the Earth spirit whatsoever. So it's a true alien life form here that looks human. And then it has a clone spirit in it from the darkness, and that's why some of the people that you see have really, really bright eyes, and they're overly bright, because they chose to do that to make people's attention and to get their attention. So most of the clones that you see walking around are the perfect-looking clone specimen. So whatever groups, whatever alien groups or whoever the groups are making clones, in the clone factory we'll call it, they're probably competing with each other to get the best-looking humans up here. And those clones probably are going to be immune to what's being sent down here from the chemtrails. So I won't get too much into that. But they're a different organism. And so that's what's happening. So let me check the fast chat here. Let's see. I don't know what the percentage is. I'm looking at some of the questions here. I don't know what the percentage is going to be after the 2012 ascension. Remember, the Mayans want to deal with you on their own territory, probably. So they made the calendar to freak people out so they can abduct you, as you believe in their system. So what's going to come back here? You know, it'd be nice if those people that did get abducted weren't here. Then we'd have maybe a lot less people here. But then you need to have people to, work at the fire department, and the police department, and to make food and to be farmers. So if they all left, you might be here alone, and it might be hard to live here, because after the food in the grocery store, got depleted by a few of the people that are here, we'll say, then you have a problem, unless you turn into maybe a breatharian or something. So they do get replaced, and what'll be here probably mostly is clones. And that's what's going to be happening. That's what I think is going to be happening. I could be wrong completely. But, the history of all the movies kind of indicate that. And that's what I see, is the Dark Side Ascension is going to be 2012. So if anybody else wants to call in, please do so. I'll do one more healing here for everybody. So let's do a clearing here for judgment. That normally is a big one for people. And everybody has judgment. Remember, your parents should have got rid of their judgment most much as they could. Probably would have you at the age of 50 or 60. So you would be cleaned out of your stuff, your baggage. And if your parents would have done that, and their parents, your grandparents, and then their parents going back from the time of Jesus, well, you'd be right ready for ascension. You'd have no judgment stored inside of you. And with that, you would have nothing to control you. Remember, the judgments control you. That's how the aliens work. So here we go, a judgment clearing. So think of a judgment that you're dealing with. And you may only have one or two, but just think of one of those here. And here we go. You have to think of something, because the light ship does not come to you and release everything. You might say, whatever they want to do, they can release out of me. No, they don't do that. Some people have mentioned that to me. I go, no, it doesn't work that way, because, it's free will, free choice. And you have to specify what you want to have a healing on, because you created that situation. And in the universe of light, what you create is what you want to create. They're not going to take it away from you. So it's the same thing here. You're at free choice, free will, and that's the rules of the light. So they're never going to interfere with you until you say something. So your spirit should be more with you right now. So here we go. Going to do a judgment clearing. And before I do that, I'll mention that some people are feeling much better because they have more spirit with them. So one of my questions is that somebody said, well, can I do these clearings myself? Well, you can see that since your spirit is not with you right now, or wasn't before, then how do you have a clearing when you have a clone inside of you? It's very difficult. It's impossible. So you need to get your spirit back in you. That's what these clearings do, is to get rid of the judgment stored into your body, into your cellular memory, to release this here. So here we go, a judgment clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to put some music on here for everybody. Just sit back and relax, and this energy is being released from you here. Thank you. Okay. So let's do a clearing to bring in some white light for everybody. So here comes the white light energy. So stronger. Bring up the light beam on your screen if you would. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay, I'll put another song on for everybody here. And enjoy this white light energy. And we'll bring more of your spirit in. So one, two, this way you have some self-empowerment here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And get a glass of water. We'll do some water for silver healing for everybody. So get one more glass of that in about a minute and a half or so.
I had called in like when you first said you couldn't, you know, focus and be in the now, so.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, it's almost over. You got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead,
go
Pauline. So let's do a water clearing, okay? We'll do some activation. So maybe we'll have you on tomorrow, Friday night, Pauline, okay?
Okay, but I'd like to mention, maybe you should mention a few things before you close out for whatever you need to say, and then I also wanted to talk about the donation button for people to know about, since they get all these great things from you, including these free waters.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So go ahead. You
okay,
can talk
so
for maybe a couple
water
minutes.
So
let me get the water going here. Yeah. So everybody grab your glass of water, then we'll hear Pauline. So we're going to do the silver healing water. So the silver dollar fish are coming. So stronger, hold your water in your hand below the water level. One hand on each side of it is probably best. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Pauline.
Oh, I walked away to get water from the tap. I didn't
okay.
hear you. I didn't know. No, I was just going to say that everybody, somebody had mentioned, you know, about everything costing so much and hopefully somebody with millions of bucks will come. Yeah, that will happen. But meanwhile, all of us can contribute as much as we can afford to give Ron. Please do, because I actually noticed a new button. I mean, I've noticed the donate button before, but I read this time what, you know, what all the, you know, expenses. I already knew Ron has a lot of expenses. But exactly what the price of the shows are, and then all these, now he has so many free healings, and people have been taking advantage of this, and you really need to give something back if you want this station and Ron to continue and to assist until the time that a millionaire steps forward or one of us wins lotto or whatever, okay? So if you can, I mean, there's, Ron has to, you know, like the webmaster has put a lot of this stuff out on, you know, exposure with, I think he says like he's trying at least $30 a month. So it's like saying let's donate $5 towards the advertisement or $20 or whatever you could afford to give, you know, that would help. Because there's a lot of healers out there who are being supported by the people listening to their shows, and a lot of that we know is the mind of the darkness and all that, and Ron is doing the real and true light. So everybody, if you could afford to give Ron a $5 here and there, then do it, okay? Please, because you're really getting a lot of free healings, and he, you know, in the past you guys hadn't had that option, and now you're really getting all these great things, and we need to really show Ron out gratitude and just not just thanking him verbally. I know he appreciates it, but hey, you know, it's a physical world, so try to give something so Ron could keep putting himself out there to more shows, to be out there and all across the country. I know the website helps a lot, but it costs Ron a lot of, you know, his time and his energy, so that much we can help him with money, whatever we can afford, okay? I know there are people having trouble, so whatever you can afford, or at least refer people who have money. You know, if you can't donate it, you know, get people who are already paying other healers to come on the show and let them listen. Even if they're not paying in the beginning, once they feel the energies of the free healings, they'll see. And hopefully they know somebody that will donate this money to the show and take care of everything so we don't have to have Ron charge for anything, because this way, that's what, I mean, that's what the goal is. Ron really wouldn't have to charge if somebody was, you know, footing the bill for everything. He wouldn't be charging us a thing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pauline. I appreciate that, boy. Okay, so let's do some more water charging here, and we have to get off the call pretty soon here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So to honor the next BBS program, I'll have to say goodnight, everybody. The water will be done in about 1 minute. So just look at your clock. Wait a minute here. It'll be the silver, special silver water. We do this on Wednesday nights. And enjoy your water. It'll last for today and tomorrow. Don't add anything to it. Just drink it. So thank you, everybody, for coming on tonight. And our next program, like I said, is tomorrow. And I'll be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo, booth 206. February 11th, 12th, and 13th. So blessings to all of you. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Bye, everyone, and thank you, Pauline.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.